Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At LifeHacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. Baby, baby. Hey, what's up, LA hackers? It's Stefan from LifeHacks LA, and this is the fourth episode of the LifeHacks LA podcast. Can't believe it's already been four episodes. I've been doing one a week and it seems to have gone by super quick. Seems like it was just yesterday when I was contemplating whether to even do a podcast. So if you've come across LifeHacks LA because of the podcast and you hadn't heard of us prior to that, we actually started off as an Instagram account doing daily suggestions for what to do in Los Angeles. And then a weekly blog post we started publishing on from our website. And this podcast is the most recent thing, and I'm really liking it. I kind of hesitated to do it, but I listen to podcasts myself, so it's just, you know, it makes sense. I kind of like being in people's earbuds, and it's a nice way for me to communicate instead of writing or sharing pictures on Instagram, just being able to talk directly and do what I have a passion for, which is to share the best of Los Angeles with you and all the other fellow LA hackers out there. So really loving the podcast. Anyway, enough about me, enough of my droning on about my podcast. Let's get to the content in episode four. So one of the things I love most about Los Angeles is what you can do, the easy access you have to other cities that are near Los Angeles, day trips. So living in LA, you can pretty much drive 2 hours in any direction and you'll probably end up somewhere cool. And that's what the subject of today's podcast is. It is the best day trips from LA. And we're going to set a little criteria here. So to make this list, you have to be 2 hours or less from downtown Los Angeles. Of course, everyone who lives here knows that traffic can totally mess that up. For example, it takes roughly 2 hours to get from Los Angeles to San Diego. But with traffic, it could be 3, 4, maybe even 5 hours. So we're assuming no traffic. It should be 2 hours or less from downtown Los Angeles. Another thing I want to point out is with many of these subjects that we talk about, of course, the list could be way longer and we're not putting everything that could possibly go on there, even all my favorites. I've got a long, long list of favorites, so we're just going to narrow it down to 8, or this podcast would take all day long. But let's go ahead and jump into it. So these are our 8 favorite 2 hour or less day trips from Los Angeles. And number one is La Jolla Shores. So La Jolla is a wealthy suburb near San Diego, near San Diego. It's in San Diego County, but near, it's on the way to San Diego. I think it's like 45 minutes out or something like that, but it's just beautiful. It's got a amazing coastline, and it kind of reminds me of, if you haven't been there, let me give you a picture of it. It's kind of like Santa Monica, sort of, with the wealth of Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills might be a little bit much, but it might be a stretch, but it's kind of got that beautiful scenery along with this luxury vibe or feel to it. So one of these times that you go out to San Diego, if you've gone out to San Diego a lot, go ahead and stop by La Jolla on your way up there or on your way back, and you will not regret it. It's a beautiful, beautiful little town. And I don't know if I mentioned this. We're going to do a little hack for each one of these. So the hack for La Jolla is there's actually a secret swing located in La Jolla. So one thing we've learned from suggesting things to do in Los Angeles over the last couple of years is people go crazy over secret swings. But the problem with it is that there's not a lot of secret swings. For example, in Los Angeles, the most popular one is the Angels Point in Elysian Park, the secret swing there. And there's not too many others. You know, every once in a while, one will pop up somewhere, but it gets ripped down or whatever. So there is one in La Jolla, and it's by the Birch Aquarium, if you want to Google that. Or just go to our website, lifehacksla.com, and type in La Jolla or La Jolla Swing, and we've got step-by-step directions. Can't go into it now or it would take too long, but if you're one of these secret swings people, then you want to check that out on your trip to La Jolla. Okay, so on to number two for a day trip. This one is Ojai. So Ojai, it seems to have gotten more popular over the last couple of years. It's kind of like an artist's enclave. It's got a bohemian feel. It's in the mountains, not too far from Big Bear. And, you know, it's got a lot of people who have like a artistic vibe and just the, it's kind of got an outdoorsy vibe. It's a really cool place to hang out for a weekend, especially if you want to get back to nature or you just want some kind of peace and quiet with your day trip. And Ojai is approximately an hour and 40 minutes from downtown Los Angeles, again, with the whole no traffic caveat. So my hack for Ojai is, like I said, it's kind of like an outdoorsy nature, back to nature type of place. And if you're anything like me, camping is good in theory. Like, I always think it sounds cool, sounds exciting or whatever. But whenever I go, I'm like, oh man, this is not for me, because I don't like to be, you know, traditional camping. I don't like to sleep in the dirt. I don't want to be in a sleeping bag, and I don't want to not have access to a real shower. So one way you can get around that if you go to Ojai is you can do the glamping route, and you know, like camping with some style. And they've got this thing called the Caravan Outpost out there. And basically what it is this little community, and they have about a dozen pimped out Airstream trailers. So it's kind of like you're camping. They've got a fire pit, and the other people you're staying with, the other campers, quote unquote, that are staying in the Airstreams, you know, you come out there and you sit by the fire, you can roast marshmallows or whatever, and they've got some bikes you can use to go around town. So that's a way of, that's my hack to get out in nature, but, you know, do it in a little more style, is use the Caravan Outpost in Ojai. So the next one is Catalina Island. So I think I mentioned Catalina. In fact, I know I mentioned Catalina Island in the last episode, which is the summer bucket list, because I plan on making sure I go this summer. And the reason why is Catalina is just such a beautiful little trip. And I would say Catalina is the best one on this list if you want to be romantic. You know, like if you want to take your significant other for their birthday or for an anniversary or something like that, Catalina Island's like super romantic. It's, you know, it's beautiful. It's serene. It has so much to do, even though it's a tiny island. Zip lining, scuba diving, parasailing, paddleboarding, kayaking. And not only that, it's got some pretty decent restaurants and bars if you're more into the nightlife scene. My hack for Catalina is, the way you get to Catalina, by the way, is you take a like a ferry or commuter boat. I don't know the exact name they use for it, but it's about an hour, and you can take that from Long Beach or San Pedro locally. But my hack for Catalina is, if you want to do something extra special, like I said, it's a great place for a romantic getaway, you probably want to take a helicopter ride. So from the same place as Long Beach and San Pedro, you can take a helicopter over, and that only takes about 15 minutes. So you get this amazing helicopter ride, and that's more of a bucket list type thing, or like a once in a lifetime thing. But it's really cool if it's a really special occasion. So most times you just want to take the ferry over, but if you want to do a really special occasion coming up, then you can take a helicopter ride over. All right, so number four would be the American Riviera. This is what the nickname of this next city, and that is Santa Barbara. So Santa Barbara is spectacular. It's gorgeous. Not enough superlatives to describe it. The cool thing about Santa Barbara is it just seems to be such a mix of so many things. I mean, it's like a beach town. It's a college town. It's a wine town. It's a tourist town. It's a shopping destination. It just seems to have something for everyone. So I highly recommend you go to Santa Barbara, especially if you haven't been there in a couple of years. Like I haven't been there in a couple of years. really want to go back, but it basically has everything and it's just so beautiful. My hack for Santa Barbara is, if you've ever been downtown Santa Barbara, especially in the summer or spring break or whatever, like during the busy time, you've probably been walking around shopping and you see these tour buses go by with these crazy adults, drunken adults. It looks like college students, and then they pull up and you're like, oh wow, these people are in their 30s and 40s and 50s. But basically what those are these wine tours that they take them out on, and the reason why they're going crazy is because they've been drinking all day. But it looks like a really good time. So if you want to cut loose and have some fun and you love wine, I recommend that you do a wine tour and get a little crazy yourself. In Santa Barbara, let's see, Santa Barbara is about 1 hour and 45 minutes from downtown without the traffic. So number five, we're going to go back to an island, and this island is Balboa Island. Now, if you don't know what Balboa Island is, it's basically a man-made island in Newport Beach, and it's really, really cool. It's super charming little area to visit. It's not very big. You can see all of it in one day, but it's a pretty awesome way to spend a day. They've got this area where there's a Ferris wheel, small little Ferris wheel. There's all the things, like a little beach town should have, like ice cream shops and coffee shops and all that sort of good stuff. But it's kind of hard to describe, but it's just an awesome little day to spend, a beach day, I guess. And also a lot of people go over there, of course, to Newport to do whale watching. So if you're into that, then you want to head over to Newport and Balboa Island. Now, my hack for Balboa Island is, if you go there, you'll see that there's this tiny little ferry, and it basically only fits like a car, or maybe it fits two, I don't recall, but in a couple people. And then you pay some small little fee, and they take you over to the other side of the island, and it takes like 5 minutes, but it's super cool. Like, it's just a fun thing to do and say that you did it. So that's my hack for Balboa Island, is to just go ahead and take that ferry at least once and just to say you did it. Okay, number six is fabulous Palm Springs. So Palm Springs, it's, Palm Springs was huge in the 1920s and maybe even to the 1930s. It was kind of known as a desert playground of the Hollywood elite. So a lot of them would go out there to party and, kind of like going to Vegas. It's in the desert and they had all this, the pools and the luxury homes. In fact, a lot of them would buy homes out there. And some of them even moved there for good. But anyway, what happened is I don't know why, but it kind of fell out of popularity for a while. But over the last 10, 15 years, it's really sprung up as like a huge LA destination again. So a lot of people go out there for the shopping and the boutiques and the mid-century modern homes, etc. But and a lot of older people like to go out there, retirees and what have you. But recently, it's really become a party spot. I mean, maybe for the same reason those people did way back then, is instead of going to Vegas, they've been having these huge daytime pool parties in Palm Springs. So Palm Springs has really become a pretty good party spot. And it's not too bad. It's about 1 hour and 45 minutes from downtown without traffic again. My hack for Palm Springs, honestly, most of the times I've gone to Palm Springs, it's been to have fun, like go drinking or stay at a nice hotel or whatever. But one thing I recommend you do at least once is they have an aerial tram, and it's actually the world's largest aerial tram car right there in Palm Springs. So I'm sure you've seen it if you've driven to Palm Springs. But if you get on that thing, you're going to get these amazing views, and the car like rotates slowly during the 10-minute ride. And once you reach the top, excuse me, once you reach the top, there's a mountain station, a couple of restaurants, observation decks, and hiking trails. So it's definitely one of those things that's worth doing at least once. Even if you just go to Palm Springs for the nightlife or the fun or whatever, you want to add that aerial tram and do that at least once. Okay, so we got Palm Springs. What's next? Oh, another island. So this is another island. And this is Coronado Island. And Coronado Island is just across from downtown San Diego. And wow, Coronado Island is, I mean, everything I've named so far is spectacular in their own right. But when you go over that bridge in Coronado Island, and you just take in that view. It's just so spectacular. I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, just that drive over the bridge to get there is worth it to do it at least once. But once you get there, you're going to find this white, soft, sandy beach, and it's been recognized as consistently as among the top 10 beaches in the USA. So, entire US, not just Southern California. And you know, the little downtown area has got some cool little bars and restaurants. It's a pretty awesome place. It's probably one of the farthest on this list. It's barely scraping up against that 2 hour limit, with no traffic from downtown. You know, yeah, you know, if you drive like an LA driver, you'll get there in 2 hours with no traffic, but it's gonna hit the ceiling on that. But definitely worth it. So definitely go to Coronado Island if you get a chance. My hack for Coronado, it's almost cheating because anyone who goes to Coronado probably gonna go here anyway, but it's just so amazing that I wanted to mention it specifically, and that's the hotel, the famous Hotel Coronado. If you're gonna go to Coronado Island, you have to go to the Hotel Coronado. I mean, if you go to the beach, it's right on the beach, but it's just so, I keep saying spectacular and beautiful, but those are the only words I can think of to describe something like this. I mean, just going into their lobby and having a drink, or going to have an ice cream cone and sitting down on a bench, and you'll just soak it all up and be like, wow, this is incredible. So, Hotel Coronado on Coronado Island is number 7 in our list of our top 8 for the best day trips from downtown Los Angeles, or from Los Angeles. And number 8, let's see, what do we have here? Who's last? So, number 8, we have a place that I think is somewhat overlooked. It seems to be getting more popular now, but not as many, not people. People don't talk about it as a place to take a day trip or a vacation as much as the others, as far as I've heard, and that's Temecula. Now, a lot of people have moved to Temecula, and the reason why I know that is because about 5 years ago, I was going to buy a house out there because I kind of just accidentally discovered that city, and I was like, wow, you can get a house out there for really cheap. I wasn't going to move out there. I wasn't going to leave Los Angeles. I was going to use it as an investment, but whatever happened, I didn't do it. And now, you know, they've gone way, way up. So I was right, but I didn't, take the chance on it or whatever. I don't remember what happened, but regardless, it shows that this is a growing city and it's a great place to come visit. And, you know, a lot of people are moving there, but it's also an awesome spot to do your day trip. And it's about 1 hour and 30 minutes from downtown. It's mostly known for, well, the wineries. They have some of the best wineries in the world there, and definitely in California. And they're known for this casino, Pachanga, I think it is. But they've got a big casino out there. So if you have any older relatives, they probably want to go. But I don't go for the casino. I'm not a gambler, but the wine is amazing, and it's just a chill, fun place. That's still a big enough city to get everything you need or want. You know what I mean? Temecula is really cool. And my hack for Temecula is if you can go during the Wine and Balloon Festival, it's a once a year event that they have that they're really, really well known for. I think they've had it for almost 40 years straight. The thing is, it's in the first, yeah, I think it's the last weekend of May or the first weekend of June or something like that. So it's already passed for 2019, but I just want to mention it so that if you do go to Temecula in the future, you try to time it around there. I mean, it's pretty cool. They have, you can get on a balloon ride, and there's wine tasting and craft beers and kids stuff, and you know, everything you'd want to have in a festival with gigantic balloons and wine. So it's definitely something you want to check out. All right, so really quickly, we'll just recap. We had La Jolla Shores, that's near San Diego. We had Ojai in the mountains, that artistic enclave. We had Catalina Island, best for a romantic getaway. We had Santa Barbara, which has been called the American Riviera. We had Newport Beach slash Balboa Island. And number 6, we had Palm Springs. Number 7, we had Coronado Island, which is right near San Diego. And number 8 is Temecula with their wine and balloon festival. All right, so that's it. That is my top 8. Like I said, I could go on all day. This isn't even my this isn't even all my favorite ones, let alone all the places you can go. But we could go on all day on how many amazing places there are to go that are only 2 hours or less from Los Angeles. So summer's here for 2019 anyway, if you're listening to this podcast in the summer of 2019. It just started. It's a great time to take a day trip. It's a great time to take advantage of the fact that you live in an amazing place like Los Angeles that gives you easy access to other amazing places, other amazing cities that have so much to do and are so fun to visit. All right, guys, that's it for me. I'm going to come back next week. We're going to do another episode. We're going to hack some more LA stuff. If you've got any questions or you want me to go over a certain topic, or if you even want to be a guest on the podcast, we can talk about it. Just find me on, you can DM me on Instagram, LifeHacksLA, or you can go to our website, lifehacksla.com, and just contact me on there from the contact page. This is Stefan. I'm signing off, and I will see you guys soon. Bye. Hi, LA Hacker. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Life Hacks LA. I just wanted to mention that I made a mistake on the episode when I was talking about Ojai. I noticed that I said it's near Big Bear, but I meant to say it's like Big Bear. It's actually nowhere near Big Bear. It's about 3 hours away, so that was a mistake. I meant to say it's like, not near. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Otherwise, I hope that you will go out and take some of these daycations, these spectacular daycations that we have available to us living in Los Angeles. If you want to find out more about Life Hacks LA, just go to lifehacksla.com. You can send me a message if there's a particular episode or subject you want me to cover. And if you leave a review, that'd be very helpful on whatever platform you're listening on. All right, I'll see you next week. Bye.